All right. Obviously, pleased with the win. Pleased with a lot of things. Thought the crowd was terrific. I thought our defense was really good most of the game. I thought it was terrific in the second half. And then, you know, we're a team that plays in spurts offensively, and we had one really good spurt where everything was clicking, and we built the lead up to 15, and just kind of held on from there. You know, the only bad part, and I'll get it out of the way, is, you know, when they made the run the first half, we let our offense affect our defense, and we kind of let down defensively a little bit during that stretch. So we talked about it at halftime. We talked about just guarding, relaxing a little bit, and playing better. We still weren't terrific on offense the second half, but we shot less threes and got to the foul line more, which was what we do.
Questions for Coach Don.
Mark, talk about Demonte and what he did in the first half. And I mean, he continues to show signs of growth, but even did that you know, sort of spurt he had, that even surprise you a little bit?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't surprise me because we're seeing it in practice, and you guys hear me say all the time, if I see it in practice, it usually starts happening in the games. He's just playing with a whole lot of confidence, you know, and the offense is just an added addition to what he gives us every game on defense, but it's a great presence at the rim. I thought he did a good – I know the kid had 20 and 10, Walker, but I thought we did a nice job on him except for some maybe silly fouls in the second half because we were one-on-one down there. We weren't giving him a lot of help. We'd rather trade twos instead of give up threes with this team. They're a really good shooting team, so – No, I don't think it surprises us, and it's really great to see. And I keep saying, because he waited his turn, and so many people don't in today's world. He waited his turn, and his turn's coming, and he's doing a great job with it.
And just to follow up on that, how important was what John Graham gave you after obviously Checo was a little overmatched?
Yeah, I think that you know, John brings his energy. And I knew John would be really fresh and ready to go in the second half. And I told him at halftime he was going to get in there. And I wanted to give Checo a chance the first half because it was such a big body. But I just think John, his energy and just everything defensively and rebounding in the second half just gave us a huge lift. And that's what John does, and he enjoys playing that role.
Roman right over here.
Mark, they came in today leading the Big Ten in three-point field goal percentage. You guys hold them to 3 of 22. Yeah. What was the key to?
Well, it's a combination of them probably just not shooting very well and us playing pretty good defense. And I think we tried to stay close to shooters as best we could. We lost them a few times, and they missed some open ones. Sometimes when you don't get a lot of open ones, you rush it. And maybe that was the case. I don't know. Maybe our crowd. Maybe there's a lot of factors. But I didn't realize it was that. You know, I didn't realize they shot that percentage, but you know, the one area we are coming quickly is defending and rebounding. That's where we improved the most, you know, since the break. You know, I expect numbers like this, maybe not 13%, but I expect, especially in this building with that kind of crowd, I expect us to really guard well.
Question for Aaron right now.
Because you mentioned the crowd, you talked a lot last year about how once you got rolling, you thought the crowd would really pick up. What did you say? What you expected, and what do you expect when the fans, when the students come back? And
well, you know, I don't know. I can't control that. What I can control is hopefully a little bit better shot selection and taking care of the ball a little bit better as we move forward. But it was just great for our guys. You know, they've worked really hard and to have that kind of crowd. And I think we were nervous a little bit because of the crowd, and we have to get used to it a little bit. But how we play the rest of the year will determine what our crowds are. You know, if we can play well and get better, then our crowds are going to be great. Yeah.
Okay. Start of the game shooting three-pointers really well compared to the other night, and then you cooled off. What did you talk about going to the basket more in the second at halftime? And I know Melo took it to the basket a couple of times early. That seemed to keep them away.
Yeah. Well, Don, I started talking about it probably about the 10-minute mark of the first half, and sometimes it takes a halftime for the guys to really listen. They started in their match zone, and we were just getting really good looks. Our ball movement was terrific, and our spacing was great, and we were getting good looks. And then we started to miss a couple, and we started talking about driving the ball, and then all of a sudden we're getting another wide open three. And the way we're built, especially this year's team, if once we change sides of the ball and you're open, I think we got to let it fly. And we just missed them. The worst part, like I said earlier, when we were missing those shots, we didn't guard. If we just would have kept guarding, we could have been up 8 or 10 and a half instead of 3. And then everything would have been fine. That would have been a little bit easier second half. But we didn't. But at halftime, we did talk about at 4 free throws. We got to get to the foul line. Don't take the first jump shot. And we weren't particularly better offensively in the second half, but I thought we were much more patient and looked more like us the way that we try to prepare every day.
Coach, you've had some huge road wins, right? And it seems like the team really came out with confidence, no flatness whatsoever. Do you attribute that to playing the tough ones on the road?
Well, we're a very confident group, very confident coaching staff. I think we were just excited. The building was buzzing, and it was our first Big Ten home game, and I think we were all excited. And, I can tell if a guy's nervous or not. Maybe you can. I thought we were a little bit nervous because of it. But we've gained some confidence. And one thing we talked about Minnesota, if you look at, they jump on people early, and we couldn't allow that to happen. We couldn't get down and let them have confidence. So our guys listened, and we started the game well. You know, thank God we did, because they were hitting shots early and playing well early. We could have been down, but instead we're up two during that stretch. So, you know, it was a fun environment there to about the 8-minute mark of the first half, and it was great to see. And I think everybody was enjoying it. And but I just keep saying, we got to keep getting better, which we will.
Last two questions, Aaron, and then Doc.
Coach, Jake has taken less shots the last two games.
Yeah.
He made some big plays today. I wonder what you think of his play since Dez returned.
Well, I don't think Dez has anything to do with less shots. I think it's the way we're being guarded. It's harder to get Jake shots. But when he's 5 for 7, we'll all take that. And he's not forcing things offensively. So there's some things we need to do to be better in our half-court offense, which we will. Hopefully we'll practice better this week and get better as the week goes on. But I thought Jake was terrific. I thought his defense was really good. I thought his awareness defensively and rebounding was good. And then he made a big shot for us. It was 9, put us up 12 after a timeout. We ran a play for him, and he knocked it down.
Don, last question, please.
Does best start, 14-1 in Europe, mean anything to you?
Not really. It really doesn't. What matters to me is how we're playing, and I don't think we're playing as well as we can play. We're playing well. And we're doing enough to win games, but you know, we're going to figure out our rotation. We're still getting guys back in. We got to play more complete game and be a little bit more consistent. That's really what concerns me right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.